Please kneel.
In this portion of the Eucharistic prayer, there are a couple of important moments. The first is what we call the epiclesis, where we pray that the Holy Spirit would come on these gifts of bread and wine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Jesus. And then we have what we call the anamnesis. It's a Greek word for remembrance. And this isn't a cognitive remembering because, of course, none of us were there at the Last Supper. And so when we say that we're remembering the night that Jesus was betrayed when he took bread and wine and gave it to his disciples, what we're doing is asking God to somehow make that moment present to us, not only in our minds, but in our hearts, in our emotions, and even in our bodies, that night becomes somehow present to us, the anamnesis. And then when we say the words of institution, Jesus said, "This is my body." Jesus said, "This is my blood." Remembering the Last Supper, but also using the words that St. Paul used with the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And so somehow Jesus becomes mystically present for us, spiritually present in his real presence in the Eucharist, in the bread and wine. Now, Anglicans have really done a good job of avoiding how they describe what that means. Is Jesus present in the Eucharist? Yes. Is Jesus ascended at the right hand of the Father? Yes. Is Jesus present in the Eucharist? Yes. Are the bread and wine still bread and wine? Yes. We're okay with those answers and haven't sought to define them any further than that, and I think that that's good that we do that. And so finally, we offer ourselves to the Lord as we prepare to receive the Eucharist, and we conclude with a great amen, by him and with him and in him, and the congregation responds with amen, let it be so. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in your